If everybody will stand with me this morning, we'll sing congregational as we get going. Good to see everybody. Good to see all the visitors this morning. Hope you've had a good holiday season. 277, if you'll turn with me in the church hymnal, number 277, we're going to be singing Redeemed. I'm not really sure if the guys have had time to pull it up yet. Give us one more minute. Y'all good? Do what? Let us roll. We got a book. We got a book. It's 277 in your church hymnal. Redeemed. Sing it out now, choir.
Sweet is the song I'm singing today. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Trouble and sorrow have vanished away. I have been redeemed, I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to Him I now resign. I have been redeemed.
How many can say you're redeemed this morning? Amen?
Amen.
Last verse now.
Precious indeed is my Savior to me. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. At the glory someday I shall be. I have been redeemed. I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to Him I now resign. I have been redeemed.
Thank you, baby seated.
Amen, amen. All right, how many of you are live out there? Say amen this morning. Amen. Turn your Bibles, if you would, to Psalm 97 this morning. Psalm 97 today. Amen. I'm so glad that you're here this morning. I know a lot of sickness is going around. A lot of people still traveling. We're going to read scripture, but we need to pray for Ms. Vita specifically this morning. She was at the hospital, then she's went to rehab. I spoke to her yesterday, and then this morning she called and talked to Ann. And when she had fallen, she had busted her head, but apparently this morning that wound has opened up again. And so they had to rush her back to Mission Hospital. And so we need to pray for Ms. Vita this morning specifically there. But I know a lot of you are dealing with RSV. I know a lot of you have family members and friends that are dealing with all kinds of the sicknesses, the flu. So I'm glad that you're here this morning. I just ask that you do this one thing for me. Don't kiss each other this morning. All right? We don't want to spread it around. If you don't feel comfortable shaking hands, that's okay. Not a problem whatsoever. You can give a holy wave, and that'd be just as good today. Okay? All right. So we want to stay healthy, but we want to worship the God together as we are here. Psalm 97 today. The psalmist writes, he says, "The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are around about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goes out before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. You that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. He delivered them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and the gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness." But look back at verse number 1. It says, "The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof." It seems like right now nobody's in control. It seems like everything is just going off the rails. It seems like nobody is at the throttle. May I tell you, At the times it specifically seems like that, God steps in and makes His presence known. God reigns whether we realize it or not. God is in control whether we want to acknowledge it or not. God loves us in spite of us. So this morning, whatever you're dealing with, this morning, choir, whatever you're struggling with, may I tell you, God is still in control. He still loves you. He is still merciful and gracious towards you. He still wants to be the God that you trust. I know that a lot of things going on right now, and I know a lot of broken hearts and a lot of issues of life, but may I tell you, God has not been caught unawares. He still knows and He still cares. So let's go to Him in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we come to You rejoicing that You are God. Lord, it's hard to rejoice sometimes when we're struggling. Lord, it's hard to celebrate the fact that You are God when we're hurting and we see other people hurting and are sick. I know, God, right now there's a lot of heavy hearts in this room because of sicknesses and because of issues of life. But God, thank You that You are in control. Thank You, God, that You know all these things and we can trust You. I look forward, Father, to what You're going to do in our lives. We don't know what the next year holds, but You do. It could be the year that You return for Your church. It could be the day that we find out that who You really are and realize how awesome You really are. But until then, may we continue to be faithful and just trust You every day. Because, Father, You have Your best at heart for us. You care about us. You want us to lead and be guided by You. You want us to listen and obey. Father, help us to do that. Strengthen us today. Lead and guide us. For all of our loved ones and friends that are especially sick this morning, I pray for Ms. Vita right now especially. Lord, I pray that the wound can get closed back up and stop leaking. I pray, God, right now for that. I pray, Lord, for all those who wish they could be here, but physically they are ill and they need healing in their bodies. I lift them up to You. God, we need You today. Bless us and strengthen us. In Christ's precious name I pray. Amen. Amen. Gentlemen, come on forward. We'll take up our offering this morning. Come on down. There we go. One, two, three. One more likely candidate. There we go. Amen. Amen. Guests, thank you for being here today. I really appreciate our visitors, and I appreciate the fact that you've come to worship the Lord with us today. Tanner, would you please pray for the offering?
Father, we thank You for this day. We thank You for life and Your mercy and grace upon us each and every day. God, we thank You that we have had a great year worshiping and honoring You. And I pray that You'll take this money and go for Your kingdom, God. We love You and we praise You for what You're going to do this upcoming year. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
48. Just over the 40.
Anybody out there say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all out there say amen. All righty. If you'll stand one more time, we'll sing some more together and the choir will come down. Number 272 in the songs or in the church hymnal, 272. Hallelujah, we shall rise. Number 272. You want a book there? The resurrection morning, when the trump of God shall sound, we shall rise, we shall rise. Then the saints will come rejoicing, and no tears will e'er be found. We shall rise, we shall rise, we shall rise, we shall rise in the resurrection morning, when death's prison bars are spoke, we shall rise.
We shall rise.
I think I missed a whole line in the song. That's the first time I ever done that. All right, on the second verse now. In the resurrection morning, what a meeting it will be. We shall rise. We shall rise when our fathers and our mothers and our loved ones we shall see. We shall rise. We shall rise. Hallelujah. We shall rise. Amen. We shall rise in the resurrection morning when death's prison bars are broke. We shall rise. shake hands, fellowship around as the choir comes on down. There'll be no children's church today. Give a holy wave to your fellow believers. Give a holy wave this morning. Verse or two of Amazing Grace. I told the pastor that everybody must have to drop. Sit down all at once. Well, you can remain seated. We're going to sing a couple verses of Amazing Grace as we start this morning. Was you volunteering to sing, Dale? You're still standing. Saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace brought my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. Precious did that grace appear to me. I first
Doris, Brother Danny, thank you for playing up there. I really appreciate that so very much. Josh, if you'll turn this thing off, turn this one off, and we'll keep the lapel on. Let's try that, keep it from squealing this morning. The beginning of a new year is oftentimes a chance to renew what has taken place and change it. A lot of times people will look back on the old year and they'll look back with regret. They'll look back with an eye of, well, God hated me, or this didn't go the way I wanted it to, so it was a horrible year. I look at a new year as an opportunity to continue to serve the Lord and get better in what He has in store for us. There's nothing we can do about the past. There's not a single thing that you and I can go back and change, even an hour ago. Even 5 minutes ago, there's nothing you can do to change those circumstances. So what we can do then instead is find, okay, God, where am I at? What is going on in my life, and how can I grow closer to you? See, God doesn't play a game of hide and seek with us. He doesn't have His will secretly hidden in a tree and saying, well, maybe if you look hard enough, you can find it. He has a desire and a will for every single one of us. And He wants us to know it, to understand it. But the problem is, do we really want to do what God wants? Do we really want to follow Him? Do we really want to believe that He has truth for us? Do we really want to do it, or do we want to do it according to our timetable and our ways and our understandings? See, the new year is a new opportunity to follow God. A new year is an opportunity to know more of what God wants for us. A new year is an opportunity for us to say, you know what, God? I want to walk closer to you than I've ever been. So let's not look back at the new year with regret. Don't look back at the new year with wondering, well, I could have done better. We all could have done better. But it's got nothing to do with looking back and saying, God, you hated me. It's like, okay, God, what can I learn and how can I grow closer to you? See, God wants to communicate with us. He wants us to understand His will. He wants us to understand how to walk with Him this morning. So let's look at what God's Word says about that this morning. And we're going to start at the best book that I can think of to go back to the basics, Proverbs. So let's go to the book of Proverbs, chapter number 1 this morning. I want to encourage you this year that if you want to start a Bible reading program and you want to start reading God's Word and you say, I'm going to start by praying and reading God's Word every day, Proverbs is an excellent book to start in because there's 31 Proverbs. And if there's most of the months have at least 28 days. There's some of them have got 30 days. Some of them got 31 days. Read a proverb a day, and I promise you that God will teach you something brand new in each and every proverb. But Proverbs chapter number 1, and I want to kind of look at this morning, and I guess I would title the message, Back to Basics. Back to Basics. Proverbs chapter number 1, verse number 1, it says this, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, the king of Israel. Now, Solomon, we know, was from King David and Bathsheba's relationship. Even though he came from a situation that wasn't the best in the world, God still used Solomon, even though his parents didn't do the right thing. May I tell you, you can't blame what's going on today about the past that somebody else made. You can learn from it, and you can understand it, and you can say, you know what? I don't want to live that way anymore. I can learn from that. Solomon could have looked back and blamed his mom and dad. He could have said, well, it's all their fault, which they had a lot to do with the way he lived. But the thing is, Solomon had to make the choice and say, you know what, God, in spite of my brokenness, in spite of what I've been dealt with, in spite of where I'm at, I still want to be used of you to bring you honor and glory. And that's what Solomon's mindset is. He's writing these words so that people who will read them will learn. He's the same one that wrote the book of Ecclesiastes. And the book of Ecclesiastes talks about all his failures and talks about all the things that he did and all the vain things that took place and the lessons that he learned. How many of you would love for your children to go in the kitchen and touch a hot stove? Anybody like that to happen? I remember as my young ones were little and they would be in the kitchen and everything else, we'd watch them like a hawk, especially when we were cooking, because they have a tendency to get in things they shouldn't get into. And as they would reach that little hand up for the hot stove, we would bash it away and say, don't do that, you're going to get burnt. And then sure enough, as soon as we turn our back, what are they reaching for? They're reaching for that hot stove because they want to learn themselves. And it's usually the wrong way to learn. So we instruct them. We sit down and teach our children and say, listen, you want to avoid a problem in your life? Here's the way to go. You want to avoid getting your hand burnt? Don't grab a hot stove eye. Solomon's got the same heart for not only his sons and his daughters. He has a heart for people who are going to read his word. See, when Solomon wrote these words, he didn't understand that we'd be reading them in 2023. He doesn't understand that we read them in 2024. He simply wrote them to help those who are coming behind him. But God did. God knew exactly what he was giving Solomon to write, the exact words that he was writing. So look at Solomon's heart in this. He says, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. He says, here's the reason that I'm writing these things. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My wife and I yesterday were putting together a shoe rack. I got it for her for Christmas. And yesterday I went to the dump and I came back and she was putting the shoe rack together in the living room. And as she was putting the shoe rack together, she was reading the instructions, but things were getting kind of turned around and she was getting frustrated. And so I sat down with her and we started figuring it out together, and that just frustrated her more because I messed it up, but more even more than that. But as we were reading the instructions, they were clear, but we weren't reading them right. We had turned a board wrong this way, and I had to go back and unscrew this because I screwed it in wrong. And we had to get the board set up. Eventually, after about 15 hours, we got it done. We followed the instructions in order to know how to make the shoe rack. May I tell you this morning, there's some of us trying to live our lives without following the instructions. And we wonder why things go south. We wonder why our marriages break down. We wonder why our children this and that. And we wonder why. You know why? It's because we as believers are no longer going according to what God wants. We're doing things the way that we want to do them. We're living according to the way that we interpret it. We're living according to the way we feel about it. Well, I don't feel like this today. Or I don't want to do it this way. May I tell you, you get away from what God says, you're only going to have a problem. Because look what he says in verse number 7. He says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. You want to understand knowledge? You want to understand how to live your life? Reverence God. Fear him. But it says, fools despise wisdom and instruction. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. It would have been very foolish for us to try to put together that shoe rack without any instructions. Number one, we would probably be getting a divorce because we'd be getting mad at each other. I told you not to do that. No, the screw goes here. No, it doesn't. And then I'd have walked out and she'd have walked out and we'd have been mad at each other. And the shoe rack would have been still sitting in the middle of the living room with the wrapping and the styrofoam and everything else. But instead, we surrendered and read the instructions, and it got built the right way. But the fools, the Bible says, they don't want to follow the instructions. They don't want to listen to wisdom. They want to do it their own way. Let me ask you an honest question this morning. How many in 2023 tried to do things your way? You tried to accomplish it in your direction, in your discretion, in your timetable. I'm not going to ask you, did you fail? Because the answer is pretty obvious. But isn't it amazing that when we listen to God's word and we follow what it says to do, isn't it amazing how it works out exactly like God wants it to do? Solomon says, listen, follow what God's word says and you can't go wrong. Verse number 8. My son, now he's not just talking to men, he's talking to children who are following after him. My son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. Listen to what your mom and daddy got to teach you. Mamas, how many of you would acknowledge that you're a lot smarter than dad? Oh, come on, mamas, here's your opportunity. Mamas, how many of you would acknowledge that you're a lot smarter than dad? Okay, there we go. All right, children, you would do well to listen to mom and dad. Because I don't know a mom and dad that purposely wants to hurt their children. I don't know a mom and dad who try to instruct their children to say, all right, go and hurt yourself. No, we want to do everything we can to instruct you and to keep you from hurting yourselves. And Solomon says, listen to your parents because they want to instruct you right. Verse number 9, for they shall be an ornament of grace upon thy head and chains about thy neck. Now, I got to thinking about that, an ornament. These are some pretty ornaments up here. And they're different colors and they're different shapes and different sizes and everything else. And when you look at it as a whole, it's beautiful. But you know what? You can take these ornaments off and make this tree plain and it wouldn't be as attractive. Do you know what attracts people? People who follow God. That's what attracts people. And if you'll listen to what you're being taught, if you'll listen to what God has for you, if you'll listen and follow to what God, it attracts people in the right way. It says it'll be like an ornament. If you follow what God wants you to do, it'll be very attractive to the world. It doesn't attract the world for you to scream and holler and call people names. It doesn't attract people for you to attack people and bash them and destroy them. That's not attractive. It's not attractive to people for you to disregard what God's word says. It's not attractive to people whatsoever. That makes people want to stay away from you. But it's attractive when we do what God wants us to do. You want to be attractive? Obey God. You want to do and be appealing to people? Obey what God says to do. That's what he's saying. But then he also says this. It will also be like a chain about thy neck. Now you say, wait a minute, Brother Brian. I don't want a chain about my neck. When I think of chains, I think of chains of slavery. I think of chains of bondage. That's not the type of chain that it's talking about. The type of chain is a golden chain that shows something's been accomplished. We all want to follow people who are successful. We want to follow people who know what they're talking about. If I could ask the teenagers to stand up, they could probably tell us how many bloggers they follow. They could probably stand up and tell me any TikTok things that they watch on a daily basis. Did you know that they can spend time, and some of you parents do the same thing, scrolling on TikTok and trying to find something interesting to watch, trying to find something who might know what to do. Here's the 5 greatest things of how to clean your car. Or here's the 10 different reasons that people like to eat mushrooms or whatever. There's always something that's got authority on something. Everybody's got their opinion about how to do this and their opinion about how to do that. The bloggers about how to brighten up your home for Christmas, or how to take your decorations and when you're supposed to take your decorations down. Some people believe that Christmas decorations should have come down the day of Christmas. Some people believe that the decorations should have come down yesterday. Some people believe that Christmas decorations stay up all year long. Who's right? Do you know? It's personal opinion. It's what you want to do, what you don't want to do. But I can promise you, you follow God's word and you're going to know the right direction to do. Here's the first lesson that we want to learn this year. The very first lesson, and here it is. Verse number 10. Here's the best way to stay out of trouble. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If sinners entice thee. In other words, if you have people who are going to lead you in the wrong direction, get away from them completely. Look what it says in verse number 11. It says, here's the reason. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as though that go down into a pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill all our house with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us have one purse. My son, walk thou not in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. Why? For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Stay away from those who are going to lead you wrong, opposite of what God's word teaches. Stay away from those who are going to lead you to sin. Stay away from those who are going to entice you to do wrong, because they don't care about your soul. They don't care about what's the best interest for you. They could care less. All they want is what they want. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. We're all about freedom. We as Americans, we love the freedom of choice. We love to be able to choose what we want to do, how we want to do it, when we want to do it. We don't want people telling us what to do. We don't want people telling us that we have to walk this path. We're rebellious. We want to do it our way and our timing. But why is it then that we choose to go against God's word when it clearly gives us instructions? My brothers and sisters, when sinners approach thee, when people want to lead you wrong, don't consent to it. Don't go with what it says. It's only going to lead to a path of destruction. Let me ask you a question. I want you to consider this. Has anybody ever enticed you to do drugs, to do alcohol, to get involved in promiscuity, pornography? How many of us in our right mind say, oh, I want more of that. I want to jump in the middle of that. Hey, give me all I can get. How many of you recognize that's destructive? So if somebody approaches you and says, let's get involved in it, you know what you ought to do? Get back, Satan. No, that looked ridiculous. I'm going to give you a key word to help you. No. No. Hey, you want to get involved in this? No. You want? But Brother Brian, the peer pressure is so strong for us children and our teenagers. Yes, it is. It's also strong for adults. It's also strong for moms and dads. When the opportunity comes to do wrong, just say no. That's what he's saying here. But look what he says. For the feet that run to evil and make haste to shed blood. If sinners entice thee, just say no. Well, you make it sound so easy, Brother Brian. You're a pastor. You're not tempted with any of these things yourself. All you do is sit in your office all day long and just kind of twiddle your thumbs and play around, and that's all you do. You only work on Sundays and Wednesdays. That's all you do. You're not enticed with the same problems I am. May I tell you, I'm enticed with the same problems that you are on a daily basis. The same temptations that come to me are the same temptations that come to you. So how do I avoid them? How do I stay away from the problems when they come? God, I need you. Show me and give me a way of escape. See, it's easy to fall into it, but it's hard to stay away from it. But you know what else I do? I call upon other people to help me, because I can't do it by myself. I can't withstand the temptations of life and struggles by myself. When sinners entice thee, consent thou not. It's a lot easier to not be consenting to do wrong when you have a group of people who want to do right. You have people who love you and care about you and walk with you. It's a whole lot easier to do right. It's a whole lot easier to walk in God. It's a whole lot easier. But unfortunately, we choose not to do that sometimes. We put ourselves on an island and we say, I can do it. I can handle it. I don't need anybody's help. May I tell you, when you have people who love you and care about you and want to walk with you, it's a whole lot easier to walk with God than not to. When Solomon is saying, don't let sinners entice thee, he's saying instead, turn to those people who want to walk with you. Here's what I want you to do. We're going to close. Here's what I want you to do. Maybe on a piece of paper later on this afternoon. Maybe today you want to write it down while we're sitting here still. I'd like for you to write down the two groups in your life. The groups or people who are leading you towards God and the groups who are leading you away from God. Write those groups down. And then analyze it and say, okay, God, which group do you want me to spend time with? Which group do you want me to be influenced by? Which group can I not only be influenced by that I can influence also? You're important to somebody. You're important to somebody else's life. Don't isolate yourself. Look at the two groups. All right, God, which group do you want me to be part of? My son, when sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Consent thou not. Heavenly Father, you know our hearts. You know the situations in our lives. You know what every single one of us are dealing with. And I'm not saying, God, that it's easy to do this in our flesh, because it's not. But Lord, you have given us people. You have given us situations, organizations. You've given us men and women in our life to help us walk with you. Father, thank you for your word. Makes it obvious where wisdom comes from. So God, help us to walk according to your word. Help us to learn from what's taken place in the past and to learn from it and walk with you in our future. Help us to choose what's right according to your word. Lord, you're the only hope we have. There is none but you. Help us to learn and draw closer to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Let's all stand together this morning. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to ask God what direction to go. Surround yourself with people who love you and love God. Surround yourself with people who are going to lead you in the right direction. Surround yourself with the things of God today. As Ms. Doris is playing, I invite you to come. If you want to come and pray, we'll pray with you. If you want to stand and pray where you are, that's fine. But ask God to help you today. Ask God to direct you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ms. Doris. Y'all can be seated real quick if you would. Ms. Sandy, is it this Thursday or this Wednesday we're having a meal? Is it the next Wednesday? All right. Next Wednesday we'll have our fellowship meal, starting that back again. We'll start our Bible studies again at 6:30. Danny, are we going to have choir practice this Wednesday? Okay, the following Wednesday after that, okay? So this Wednesday, we'll just have Bible study at 6:30, and then our meals will start back the next week, and we go on from there. We do have a truck coming this Wednesday, 9:30. We have a manna truck coming. If you can come help us unload that truck, it'd be great. What a blessing that would be. And Ann will buy coffee for that morning, I think. Or she'll provide coffee at least that morning, Wednesday morning. So she'll make the coffee. And so if you can come help us at 9:30, we'd greatly appreciate it to unload the truck. so we can do our manna distribution. All right, Tanner, am I forgetting anything else? Okay.
Decorate,
yes, thank you. My wife would shoot me if I forgot about that one. If you can stay for about 5 or 10 minutes after church, help us take the tree and all the decorations down, everything else, so we can get it put back up. What a blessing that would be. So that way it's done right, because if I try to do it, I'll mess it all up. And so please help us if you can after church. Brother Ed?
Well, I'd like to say welcome to the Ohio.
Yes. Yes, thank you for being here this morning. Brother Joe's from Ohio over there also, yes.
But he didn't want to be told.
So, amen, amen.
But I spent a lot of time in Ohio, going back and forth.
Going back and forth. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. So, well, thank you. Thank you all for being here this morning. We really greatly appreciate coming and visiting with us this morning. Amen. All right, so we'll stand and be dismissed in prayer. And stay off the roads tonight if you can, okay? All right, stay off the roads tonight. We don't want any problems with accidents or anything. Crazy people out there today. All right. Brother Jerry Waddell, I'm so glad to see you, sir. Would you please dismiss us in prayer? And if for those of you who can stay, please come right now and start taking Christmas decorations down as soon as Jerry gets done praying.